Where are we right now with partial breast radiation? We have the NSABP RTOG trial out there, but what about in a non-protocol setting? What's going on right now in the United States in terms of PBI, and what are you doing?
Well, I think the use of PBI does remain a controversy because we're not going to have the data that we need from that big NSABP RTOG trial for a number of years. So I think there is a lot of partial breast irradiation going on across the country outside of protocol. And my main concern about that is at least many patients I have seen in my practice actually have no idea that that is not yet standard treatment known to be equivalent to whole breast irradiation. So I think that if you're going to do PBI off protocol, it makes sense to be conservative, by which I mean don't radiate younger premenopausal women don't use partial breast irradiation in younger premenopausal women who have a higher baseline risk of local recurrence. We know from the trials of radiation versus no radiation that there's a higher risk of local failure in node-positive patients, so it's probably not real prudent to treat those either. And tumors that grow in a more discontinuous fashion, extensive intraductal component, lots of lymphatic invasion in the breast, lobular cancer, I think it is not wise to treat those patients with partial breast irradiation. So the arm of the NSABP RTOG protocol that has already filled and is no longer open for accrual, namely the low-risk older postmenopausal women, I think those criteria are appropriate for treatment off study, as long as you tell the patient that we don't yet have long-term follow-up data.
What about age? Is there a specific age cutoff where you will not use PBI?
I would be most reluctant to use PBI in somebody under the age of 40.
What about the specific type of PBI? There are several available. What kind do you utilize?
Well, I actually am primarily a fan of external beam PBI because I think it's more widely applicable than any other method. Catheter brachytherapy, I have no experience with the Mammocyte device because of the limitations due to the need for skin separation. I often have difficulty using in patients in whom I might want to use it because if you incise the breast tissue and don't sew it back together, then fluid will come up that incision and make it look like you've got fluid right underneath the skin by ultrasound and that you don't have skin separation.